Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does at this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel, fresh off the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited for this week's show, but I'm still stumped from last week's challenge.
I said, start with the words agents and Apollo. Change one letter to an E, and you can spell the six-letter name of a city in Italy and a six-letter word for a food often eaten in Italy. What are the words? Well, if you change one of the O's to an E, you can spell Naples and gelato.
I did eat a lot of gelato the one time I was there.
I think that's required by law over there, I'm pretty sure. All right, Ian. On March 29th, 1961, the 23rd Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was ratified and extended the right to vote in presidential elections to residents of Washington, D.C. Presidential electors are determined by the total number of representatives and senators, and since D.C. had none, it received no electors. The 23rd Amendment grants D.C. electors as if it were a state, specifying it can have no more than those given to the least populous state. Washington, D.C. first participated in a presidential election in 1964, awarding its three electoral votes to Dwight Eisenhower. To commemorate D.C.'s voting rights, each correct answer this week will be a two-word phrase, name, or title with the initials D.C. First up, what writer and lecturer is the author of 1915's Art of Public Speaking, 1948's How to Stop Worrying and Start Living, and 1936's How to Win Friends and Influence People?
Dale Carnegie.
That's right. And Dale Carnegie changed the spelling of his last name so that it matched that of steel magnate Andrew Carnegie of Carnegie Hall in New York City.
That's how you influence people.
That's right. Just name yourself after other famous people. Set in the fictional town of Capeside, Massachusetts, what late 90s, early 2000s television series that aired on the WB was, over the course of its run, the subject of articles titled Desperate to Seem 16, Pop Goes the Teen Boom, and Young, Handsome, and Clueless in Peyton Place? Well, I don't want to wait until the show is over before you figure out this answer.
Oh, of course. Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's Creek is right. What began in 1900 as a team competition between the United States and Great Britain, saw some 135 nations enter in 2016, and was won by Croatia in 2018, who defeated France 3-1, by winning their first two singles matches, losing the doubles match, and then winning the subsequent singles match?
I'll say the Davis Cup.
The Davis Cup is right. It was established in 1769 by Eleazar Wheelock to educate Native Americans in Christian theology and the English way of life, was one of nine such institutions chartered before the American Revolution, is located on a hill overlooking the Connecticut River in an area known as the Upper Valley, and is the alma mater of Nelson Rockefeller, White House correspondent Jake Tapper, and Los Angeles Angels manager Brad Ausmus. What is it?
Dartmouth College?
That's right. Dartmouth College is correct. And finally, by what name do we collectively know Marty McGuire, Emily Robeson, and Natalie Maines, the trio behind hit songs including Wide Open Spaces, Not Ready to Make Nice, and who appeared on the 2016 Beyoncé song Daddy Lessons?
Those are Dixie Chicks.
They are the Dixie Chicks. Well, Ian was darn correct this whole show. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can double-check this week's show, read some extra credit, or find this week's challenge at WAMC.org/anyquestions. How about it?
Start with the phrase debit card. Change one letter to an O, and you can rearrange the result to spell the names of two items, five letters and four letters, often used when playing a game. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back with an April show this time next week.
We will see you next month.